Brett Hollander back with you here. We're talking to Roy Firestone. Yep, the Roy Firestone. And Roy, we were just talking about the future of sportscasting in America. I do think there is a place for depth. And going back to Bill Simmons for a moment, and I wasn't really into the gambling stuff or even so much even the NBA stuff that he did, but on his best day, his podcast, when he brought in someone from his 30 for 30 series or an Al Michaels or someone from the pop culture world, and you talked about interviewing Richard Nixon or Tom Hanks and the diversity of it, not just sports and this team's left tackle and this team's quarterback and this team's center fielder. There is room for all of that. And on Bill Simmons' best day, my attraction to him is all of those things. And forget about what he said about Goodell. And to me, he proves that there is this demand for legitimate depth and content.
Absolutely. And those were his podcasts largely.
Right.
Here's the other thing that I want to say before we move on to other things. I have great respect for Bill Simmons. I think he's really a terrific talent. But the other part of it is that there is a constant movement in this industry to – there's a repetition to the shows on TV.
Oh.
In other words, if you – and I don't mean to denigrate ESPN. They were very good to me. I have a great relation with it even now. But if you look at every show in the afternoon, Around the Horn, PTI, which is a terrific show, by the way, First Take, Sports Nation, it's all opinion, and mostly driven by anger and outrage. I don't think we watched sports as kids, at least I didn't, with anger and outrage, and it's a big part of our society.
It's brand new.
Of the blog culture and of the internet culture. Say something ridiculous or outrageous or angry, and you'll get some coverage. And that's a shame. It shouldn't have to be that way in this world. We should be able to have some joyful experience in listening to people, or maybe you can take away something from someone's experience in life that doesn't have to be, you know, holding your fists to a table with intensity and anger and outrage. Not everything has to be Tom Brady Deflategate every single day. What's your take? I don't need necessarily to do that. I would much rather be an in-depth interviewer talking about their life and times and the things that surround the world. It's always been appealing to me. I've never been an expert in sports. I've always like to have thought of me as a reflective interviewer, frankly, not unlike, and I'm not comparing myself necessarily to her, but somebody more like an Oprah Winfrey or like a Phil Donahue or a Ted Koppel, and less than a guy who's just going to press hot buttons with buzzers and bells going off and people screaming across the table about why and getting scores for their opinion. That's not what I was growing up on. I don't mean to sound like old fogey, but I think there's room for both.
I agree. I completely agree with you. And, you know, the proof of things like Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel and now these 60-minute sports segments, it proves that there's a huge market for this, in my opinion. And to go back to up close, it was so culturally significant for a time that you were in Jerry Maguire, obviously. We all know the scene with Cuba. And to me, that says everything. That, you know, here's this big Hollywood picture with Tom Cruise, and their essence moment was to put this wide receiver, this fictional character, in front of Roy Firestone in a crying scene. I mean, to me, that tells it all, right?
It was a satire of what I did. But here's the thing, and I want to make this really clear. I have a sense of humor about the crying scenes and all the crying moments. But, you know, we actually put a clock or a number on, a counter on, if you will, of all my interviews. We went back. This was several years ago. We found out there were 20 people who cried on my show out of 5,000. So all people who remember the shows remember the tears. But we had more laughs by far.
Oh, of course.
By far. 100 times more laughs on my show. And I'm a professional humorist. I mean, I'm a sports humorist. So it's funny to be kind of tagged with "he makes them cry" guy. It's so silly. It's laughable to me, really. It's so silly. We had 20 people, but it does say something else. People remember tears. They remember Oprah Winfrey moving someone to tears. They remember emotional moments. And the last thing I want to say, if I did happen to get a few tears, don't think it wouldn't be the biggest viral thing on internet. I mean, that's what people want to see. They want to see quick clicks of emotion, of humanity. And I think that that's what we brought on the show. I'm very proud of the show. We won 7 Emmys and 7 ACE Awards. I love doing it, as I said before, and I miss the interaction of human beings talking as human beings, not as bloggers.
Roy Firestone with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Roy, you have a really special thing coming up in November. It involves Adam Jones, and I was texting him about it with him yesterday, and he's so excited about this. Tell me about this trip, and let me tell you, if any way I can get loose, I'll see you there in Costa Rica.
Oh, we'd love to have you. Count on it. We would love to have you. What we're going to take is about 100 people, maybe a little less, maybe 5 or 10 more than that, to Costa Rica, November 1st through the 6th. It's icontrips.com. It's icontrips.com. You can go to it right now. Make your reservation. I'm not going to tell you it's for everybody financially. It's not a fortune, but it ain't cheap either. But here's what we have. Adam Jones one night, Cal Ripken another night, Jim Palmer another night, Rick Dempsey is going to be another night. It's fully guided tours, five-star hotels, gourmet meals, all tours, all excursions, and at night I do up-close, in-depth interviews for 2 hours with your favorite legends, the greatest legends in recent years in the Oriole organization. And we put together video clips, and there's going to be signing of jerseys and memorabilia and goodie bags and swag and everything you want. Plus, you get to see the rainforest and the waterfalls and the catamarans and the zip lines in Costa Rica. Remember, folks, we're only taking about 100 people. So if you're interested, at least put your reservation down now. And, Brett, we'd love to see you there, too, of course. But go to icontrips.com. And learn about it. And, you know, feel free to call if there's questions or hesitations or, you know, things, you know, get complicated. Some people want to bring kids. You can bring kids. There's no limit to age. But it's going to be limited to 100 people. And it's going to be very intimate. And it's an incredibly beautiful country, if people don't know. It's like Hawaii, but a little more accessible from the East Coast. It's about a three-hour flight on Southwest. And we literally think this is going to be, we hope this is going to be a tradition for not only just the Orioles, but maybe the Ravens and other sports teams too.
Give us that website one more time, Roy.
Sure. It's icontrips.com. And we have, as we say, operators standing by. We do have it, actually. And we could talk to you on the phone, too, if you get confused about what you want, what you don't want. We have a phone number there as well on the website. And you can see the video clips. And you'll see it on Mass and on TV in the next couple of weeks. Adam Jones will be talking about it. Jim Palmer and Cal Ripken will be talking about it. And we just talked to Rick Dempsey. He's all excited. He's going to tell some great stories, too. So, and all the Oriole fans who go get lots of swag. Jerseys and balls and collectibles and meet and greet and photos, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So we think it's going to be great, and I would be thrilled if you joined us.
I might just join you there, Roy. Roy Firestone, the one and only. I hope to see you at the track tomorrow, Roy, but enjoy your weekend in Baltimore, and we'll catch up soon.
Great, and I love listening to WBAL, traditionally one of the great stations in the history of Baltimore, and looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow, too.
I appreciate that, Roy. Very kind words. We'll come back with much more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.